Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
The Oklahoma Standard brings out our best, and it's time for us to step up. States surrounding us are protecting their citizens from secondhand smoke. But in Oklahoma, workers are still exposed to it on the job. Kids aren't protected from it in cars. And we're all exposed to cancer-causing secondhand smoke-filled air in unprotected spaces. That's not okay. It's time to get serious about keeping everyone safe from secondhand smoke. Because looking out for each other is what the Oklahoma Standard is all about. Join the fight at StopsWithMe.com, a program of TSET.
Well, cattle made a valiant attempt to hold yesterday, but there was just not enough fundamental reason to generate strong buying interest. Continued weakness in boxed beefs keeping pressure on the market. After mixed prices earlier in the day, choice cuts fell $4.23. Select was down $2.57 by the end of the activity of the day. Cash cattle traded yesterday at steady prices in both the north and south compared to last week. $124 trade here in our part of the country. And this sets the stage for business for the rest of the week. Packers likely not to bid higher due to market weakness. Now, spread trading was evident in October and December hog futures yesterday, and it's unlikely the price discount December holds to October will be maintained, which triggered the selling of October and buying in December. The report last week indicated lower hog supplies than anticipated, which would support this action. Cash on the National Direct Afternoon Report was still lower, but the losses were limited to just 13 cents. Kansas City wheat, December up 3.25 cents early today, on track for a small gain in September after surviving several hits of non-commercial selling that were unable to break the support in this market. Traders will be watching at 11 o'clock this morning and expect to see a lower estimate of U.S. wheat production in USDA's Small Grains Annual Summary. December corn's trading about 1.25 cents higher early today, on track to end the month with a small gain after Hurricane Ida damaged grain terminals and disrupted grain traffic along the Mississippi River earlier this month. Late yesterday, Reuters reported CHS's large grain export terminal in Myrtle Grove, Louisiana, was running again, an important accomplishment in restoring the flow of grain to the Gulf. November soybeans trading down 0.5 cent early today, on track to finish the month with a modest loss after trading sideways in a narrow range all month. Given the bearish influences of Hurricane Ida, threats to China's economy from Evergrande and its short of electricity and harvest pressure, escaping the month with a modest loss is pretty good news. We'll check futures in just a moment. Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily Farm and Ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. The Oklahoma City Farm Show just completed another successful run at State Fair Park, and preparations are underway for the upcoming Tulsa Farm Show, December 9th through 11th. For more information on the Tulsa Farm Show, call our show manager 507-437-7969. Also check our website oklahomafarmreport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email. Well, October live cattle down 22 cents, 121.77. December down 45, 127.05. October feeder cattle down $1.50, 154.62. November down $1.77, 155.27. October hogs down 87 cents at 90.80. Kansas City wheat, December up 6.75, 7.11 3/4. March up 6.5, 7.20. Chicago wheat, December up 3.75, 7.10 1/4. March up 3.25, 7.22 1/4. December corn up 6.5, 5.39. March up 6.5, 5.47. November soybeans up 6.75, 12.83 3/4. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.